This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I had planned to do a more science-based episode today because you guys know I miss it when those are not popping up, at least with some consistency. But I called an audible. Don't worry, that's coming. You're going to get a science-based episode next week. I promise, because I love that. I am a science geek at heart. But yesterday, I got into a very passionate conversation with Sarah while we were sitting here working. I'll tell you more about that. And I, as I was midway, I was like, this needs to be a podcast. So consider this something I love as well as the science-based episodes, and that is a motivational minisode on taking responsibility. Taking responsibility. It's time. Every single one of us need to take full responsibility for our goals. The days, the moments, the decisions to blame your circumstances, your emotions, your job, your lack of time, it's over. You must take full responsibility for your goals if you want to achieve them. You have to. The barrier to achievement is the fact that you haven't yet, that you're continuing to blame your job, your stress level, your past patterns, your hormones, your lack of time, whatever else it is. It is time to take full responsibility for your goals, full responsibility for your choices. This is a big one. Full responsibility for how you spend your time. You are not a prisoner. Even in your job, you're not a prisoner. If you are saying that your job is the reason you can't take care of yourself and you cannot make progress on those things that really matter to you, then you've got some reevaluating to do. Your job is not the only game in town. It's not the only option available for you. And you might choose not to change your situation, but that doesn't mean you can blame it, right? Because you choose to stay in that situation. Take full responsibility for how you use your time. Take full responsibility for your results. The great results, take full responsibility. The not so great results, the neutral results, take full responsibility. It is time. It is time to take full responsibility for your potential. To take full responsibility for who you are capable of becoming and what your life can be, how great it can be. Take full responsibility for who you are capable of becoming, for the life you are capable of creating and living. So I said that this kind of came from a fiery conversation I had with Sarah, just to give you a little insight. About 3 days a week, Sarah and I sit across from each other. She works 4 days a week. She usually works from home one of those 4 days. So 3 days a week, we are just a few feet away from each other. And most of Sarah's work is related to the 12 weeks to transformation and following up with clients in there and making sure that they get their daily coaching audios and all of that kind of stuff. And so it's pretty normal that we'll kind of chit chat very often back and forth throughout the day. She'll update me on a client that she interacted with, or she'll say, you know, I forward you an email from so-and-so, or have you had a chance to see what so-and-so posted in our Facebook group, or have you heard anything yet from this person? And there seemed to be a theme the other day while we were talking and just having a few of those one-off conversations back and forth. And I said, isn't it amazing how few people truly take responsibility for their progress? Like, do you see how quick people are to not take responsibility and blame something outside of themselves for their lack of results or their lack of progress or for their choices or for their attitude? And I'll be the first to say that it is easier and more comfortable to blame something else. It is easier and more comfortable to not take full responsibility. And it's also logical. I don't have the time. I have a stressful job. I've been really overwhelmed. I have a history of XYZ. My hormones are crazy this week. Or somebody said or did something or didn't say something or didn't do something. But guys, that is the opposite of taking responsibility. And while we can convince ourselves that these things are the reason, our job, our lack of time, our stress, whatever it is, the bottom line is, every time we do that, we're not taking responsibility for our lives, for our choices, for our actions, for our results. And if you want to go to the next level in your life, if you want to get out of your own way and break free from these past patterns, I'm telling you right now, take full responsibility for how you use your time, for the choices you make, for the results that you create. You can choose to become someone, to practice being someone today who takes responsibility, and it will change your life. It will change your life. Yes, today, I got interrupted 17 times by somebody from the construction crew, and yes, I counted. And I still take full responsibility for getting my work done. It's not, oh, I couldn't do this because of all the interruptions. If things don't get done, it's not on them, it's on me. Because I'm responsible for how I spend my time, for how I use my time. I could go work at the library. You know, I have other options. And even if I had no other options, I still take full responsibility for what I get done in a day and for what I don't get done in a day. I don't blame the fact that the internet went down twice. I don't blame the fact that they had 54 questions for me. I take full responsibility because it's a choice, it's a decision, it's a practice. And when I catch myself suggesting that the reason I got Chinese takeout is because I don't have a kitchen, I'm like, come on, Elizabeth, take full responsibility. The reason you got Chinese takeout is because you chose it. And you could have chose other things. It's not a reflection of the fact that you don't have a kitchen. Sure, it would be easier to cook if I had a kitchen, if I had pots and pans, if I had running water, but I don't right now. I take full responsibility for my choices. I choose to. It is a decision. It is a practice. It is a repetition. If you stop on your way home from work and you get tacos and ice cream, it's because you chose to. It's not because you had a stressful day. It's not because you don't have time to cook. It is because you chose tacos and ice cream, period. I understand that you can convince yourself of something else. And what I am saying to you is, it's time to stop blaming things outside yourself, and it's time to take full responsibility. If you snapped at your kids, take full responsibility. Don't blame it on the fact that you're tired or you had a long day. That is the opposite of taking responsibility. Your circumstances are not to blame for your choices. Your circumstances, no matter what they are not to blame for the decisions you make, even if you've been quite good at convincing yourself they are. Because think about it. If your circumstances were to blame for your choices, if it was really outside of your control, then it would be impossible to have a full schedule and work out, yet tons of people do it every single day. If your circumstances were truly to blame for your choices, it would be impossible to take care of yourself and raise children, yet tons of people do it every single day, prioritize their own self-care and take great care of their children. If your circumstances were really to blame for your choices, it would be impossible to lose weight and have a very stressful job, and yet tons of people do it every single day. I want to draw a line in the sand where all of us make a decision to practice taking full responsibility. If we had an attitude with our partner or our loved one, it's not because we were thinking of something else. It's not because we had a bad day. It's not because we're overtired. It's because we chose to in that moment And we can take full responsibility, or we can rationalize it away, pinning it on all these external circumstances. And that's not what I want for you, because that is not the best life available to you. And that is not where the growth is. It is time to stop blaming everything and everyone else for what is, quite frankly, squarely in your control. Just because you can convince yourself that something was a factor in how you rationalized it doesn't mean you can't take full responsibility. Doesn't mean you shouldn't take full responsibility. And I know you can continue to point to everything, and sometimes our defensiveness will make us do that. No, you don't understand my stressful job. No, I actually do. I'm just saying you can still take full responsibility for your choices, because you can have an extremely stressful day at work and make great choices. You can have an extremely stressful day at work and get to the gym. You can have an extremely stressful day at work and eat very well, right? And be very kind and feel calm and in control. But you won't if you keep convincing yourself that you can't under these circumstances. Yes, you can. Redefine your own power. No matter how tired you are, how long your day is, how little money you have, you can still make the choices aligned with your goals or not, right? Just like on a day when everything goes well and we have free time and we got a lot of sleep, we can make choices that don't align with our goals. It's not because of the circumstances, it's because of the decision that we made. I don't want you to continue to point to all the things outside yourself to justify why you're not there yet, your inconsistency, or anything else. Take full responsibility. This is a very common leadership principle. If you want to be a good leader, you take full responsibility for your team, for the results. You still hold others to a standard, right? But you know that ultimately, as a leader, you take full responsibility. And I really believe in the Stoic philosophy that the most important leadership place is internal, right? It is more important that you develop the ability to lead yourself than it is that you develop the ability to lead your team, or that you develop the ability to lead your family, because all of your leadership will be flawed if you don't have the ability to lead yourself. To lead yourself to success, to lead yourself out of struggle, to lead yourself past excuses. And part of being a great leader is taking full responsibility and not blaming other people and not blaming other things, because the fact remains for all of us that we can make great choices and we can make ourselves proud when we're tired, when we're stressed, when we don't have a lot of time, when we don't have a lot of money, and we get to practice taking full responsibility. One place to start with this before we wrap up, just to give you something really practical to bring through your day. What are some of the most common excuses that you make? Get really clear on that. For me, the big ones were it was a crappy day at work, or that I would start tomorrow. But when I recognize that, and I chose to practice saying, no, I am fully capable of making great choices today. I don't have to, but if I don't, it's not because I have plans for tomorrow and I'm going to be like super great tomorrow. And it's not because I had a bad day at work. It's because of my own choice. And it can be very uncomfortable to do that because we want to let ourselves off the hook and our ego naturally wants to keep us safe and protected. But we are not here to live safe and protected. We are here to live fully. And to live well, and to reach our potential. So spend a minute or two identifying some of your common excuses, the things that you place blame on for your choices or your lack of progress or why you haven't done the work. I'll tell you a little story. I got an email from somebody in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and it was somebody Sarah had reached out to, because one thing that Sarah does is every week she goes in and she looks to see who has not yet watched that week's challenge, right? So if you are a little bit behind, that's fine, but we just want to touch base and see if there's anything we can do to support you. So Sarah had reached out to this one particular individual. And a couple days later, that person emailed me and basically said, life is so crazy. I have so much on my plate. There's so much going on and I just don't feel like I have time. You know, can I defer to winter, right? She's in the fall group. Can I just bounce this to winter? And I said, no, here's why. If I support in you the pattern that says I can't work on myself because I don't have time, then that pattern continues, right? And that's not what we're all about. Because one of the things, not just in the 12 weeks to transformation, but here on this podcast that I take really seriously is we can make it work, whatever our goal is, regardless of our circumstances. Okay, maybe you wanted to have more time, but you can take great care of yourself and you can grow and you can learn and you can improve and you can progress in the time that you have while doing the things that you're already doing. You know, even simple things like, oh, well, I just don't have time to listen to the challenge for this week. Yeah, you do. Listen to it while you shower. Listen to it while you get dressed. Listen to it while you drive to work. Listen to it while you put your makeup on. There's a million ways there is time. And I don't want to perpetuate in somebody the belief that they can't because. They can't because of money. They can't because of time. They can't because of stress. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Focus on what you can do and what you will do, not on what you can't do, not on what you didn't do. Take full responsibility because it is available to you today. Progress is available to you today. Achievement is available to you today. And I want all of us looking for where we defer responsibility, whether it's for our attitude problem and the fact that we were rude to somebody in our lives, or it's for a choice that we made or a choice that we didn't make, or why we didn't follow through on a promise we made to ourselves or somebody else. And I want us to practice taking full responsibility and no longer blaming it on something outside of ourselves. We all on the same page there? I know I sound fired up today, and that's because I am. Because on the other side of this pattern of blaming everything else is so much growth and so much progress and feeling way more in control than you ever have. Because for as long as you allow lack of time, lack of money, stress, fatigue, whatever else to get in your way, you don't feel in control of your goals. But once you take full responsibility, you also take control. And that feels amazing. I want to wrap up getting a little bit specific about today's show sponsor, because I told you guys a couple weeks ago that I was doing Christmas shopping on Fabletics because of not only their great products, but their great deals. So today I want to tell you exactly what I bought. So Fabletics is Kate Hudson's activewear company, and it's everything from leggings to joggers to shorts to sports bras to jackets and sweatshirts and tops, you name it, socks and underwear as well. But when you go through the link, fabletics.com/primalpotential, you get a deal where you get two pairs of leggings for $24, which means I can get two pairs of leggings for $24 and give each pair to somebody as a holiday gift, and I've spent $12 on something that's normally $50 or $60. Yes, please. I don't know about you, but I'm all about like saving money where I can. So let me tell you exactly what I bought. The two leggings that I got the high-waisted power hold and the Trinity high-waisted pocket. The Trinity high-waisted pocket I thought would be great. Like, my sister loves to hike, and so she'll have her car keys with her or something like that. I love the high-waisted ones. I know my mom does too, but they also have lower-waisted options. If you're like, high-waisted, I don't want that. I love that personally. But I got the high-waisted power hold and the Trinity high-waisted pocket. And then I also got a few pairs of the joggers. Because not everybody's into leggings, right? But they also, first of all, their jackets and stuff are totally adorable. But the joggers, you can have the comfort of sweatpants without looking like frumpy dumpy, you know, like looking a little bit pulled together and a little bit more athleisure style than like the sweatpants that I grew up wearing, you really didn't want to be seen out in public with them. But these joggers are super, super cute. So I got a few pairs of the joggers, one for me that I'll wear as long as I can below my pregnant belly and then be excited to bring back sometime in the future after baby. But the joggers are also a great gift option for people on your list who maybe aren't legging people, because I certainly wasn't for quite a long time. So check out Fabletics.com/Primal Potential. I'm telling you right now, if you don't take advantage of this two pairs of leggings for $24, you're bonkers, because somebody for birthdays, for holidays, for something else is going to love them. And you're going to love the fact that for $12 a pair on something that's normally $50 or $60, you got a great gift. And maybe it's a gift for yourself, because that's always fun too. All right, everybody, take responsibility today, and I'll chat with you really soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222, or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222, or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.